We are so glad that you can join us for this very special occasion. And it gives me great pleasure. I'm pleased to bring to you, Church Our Savior brings to you, Kintsugi the Musical.
Papa, Papa, are you ready to leave?
Just a little while more.
Papa, are you feeling nervous?
Nothing to be nervous about. It is not the first time I've held an exhibition.
But this time is special, isn't it? Papa, it's going to be beautiful.
I know.
Shall we go?
Yes.
Hurry, go bring the boxes of clay now.
But I want to play, I want to play.
Stop playing, Hikari. Don't be naughty, or else Papa is going to spank you. And Uncle Nobu has a lot of things.
Grandpa, do you want to play horse with me?
Grandpa is too old. How about you play horse and Grandpa ride on you?
Grandpa, I think it's too heavy for me.
Oh.
Look at you. You're very smelly. Go and take a bath now, okay?
I want to play.
No, Hikari. Riko, come. Take Hikari
to
bed. Go first.
Come, Hikari. Let's get you clean up.
Papa, the boxes of clay have arrived this morning.
Oh, good. Good.
Have you ordered all three types?
Yes, I did.
Papa, who's coming over to our house today?
Oh, Hiroto is bringing three of his business associates. And one of them is Watanabe-san. He has been here a few times.
I remember him. He has quite a few of your works, Papa.
Yes.
Oh, that man. He's a serious art collector. You know, Uncle Hiroto says his house is like an art gallery.
Nakamura-san, I've unloaded all the boxes.
Thank you, Nobu. Nobu, can you check the invoices and send them out tomorrow?
Yes.
That must be Hiroto.
Let me get it.
Hideki!
Hiroto! It's been a while.
Yes, I'm sorry. I have been busy. I brought you some red bean mochi.
Oh.
I hope you would like it.
Yes. You are very thoughtful.
My pleasure.
Have you met Kiyoshi, my son-in-law?
Kiyoshi, of course. I was at your wedding. You were so nervous. Your father-in-law always has good things to say about you.
And my daughter, Naomi.
I hope Papa has good things to say about me too.
Your Papa always tells me how happy he is to have a daughter like you. Because through you, he has gained a son and a grandson.
And do you remember Riko and her son, Nobu? They are my most trusted workers.
Yes, I remember. Oh, but who is this handsome young man?
Let me guess. You must be Totoro. Yeah. No. Ah. And you must be Astro Boy. Wrong again? Ooh. This is difficult. Ah, ha, ha. I remember who you are. You must be Hikari.
Yes.
Hikari, say hello to Uncle Hiroto.
Hello, Uncle Hiroto. You are very tall.
Yoshida-san, please have a seat and some tea.
Yes, come, sit. When was the last time I saw you?
5 years ago.
Oh.
I came to visit you after your wife passed away.
Ah, yes.
How are you? How is your health?
Fine. My health is fine. Just that my back hurts. I think I bent too much at the wheel.
We are both at that age already, aren't we?
Oh, yes. And how are you?
I am good. My business and all the traveling keeps me busy.
Yes, Hiroto, you can retire anytime now. You have all the money.
I am different from you, Hideki. You have a family. Asako and I have no children. What will we do if we were to retire? Gaze at each other the whole day long?
Indeed, I must thank you for always introducing your clients to me.
No, that's because you do such excellent work, my friend. You are such a good potter. Your name is renowned in the market.
You are very kind.
Not at all. Oh. Aha, that must be them.
Let me get the door.
Yoshida-san.
Watanabe-san. Good to see you again. Please. Ah, Kobayashi-san. Welcome.
Yoshida-san.
Welcome. Miyazaki-san. So happy you can make it today.
Yoshida-san, thank you for arranging this meeting.
My pleasure. Please. Allow me to introduce. This is my friend, Hideki Yamamoto, one of the most talented potters I've ever known. You remember Ichiro Watanabe? He has been here a few times.
Yes.
And this is Nozomi Kobayashi. She is Indian-Japanese. Her mother is Indian, but both her father and her husband are Japanese.
Ah, I see. Pleased to meet you.
And the beautiful lady over there is Takako Miyazaki. You might have seen her on the movie screen.
Yes. Welcome. It's my pleasure to meet all of you. Come.
Want to introduce your family first?
Let me introduce to you my daughter, Naomi. And this is my son-in-law, Kiyoshi.
Both Naomi and Kiyoshi are also potters.
Oh, yes. A family of ceramic artists. Interesting.
Come. Let's have some tea.
Please.
Please.
I don't have much time for tea. I'm in a bit of a hurry.
I understand.
I've seen quite a bit of your work lately, and I must say I'm very impressed. You know my father, Ken Miyazaki?
Oh, the film director and producer.
This September is his 80th birthday. I'm throwing him a big celebration, and I would like to give him a piece of your work.
Yes, it will be my honor to do this for your father.
He is an ardent art collector, but he's very fussy. I am his daughter, yet I have no idea what he likes. So, I'm letting you decide. You are the artist.
Me?
But you're giving Yamamoto-san a very difficult task.
No, not at all. I love a good challenge.
That's great. Look, I have to leave. I have a plane to catch. We'll sure. talk again.
Yes.
And what about you, Kobayashi-san? What do you have in mind for Yamamoto-san?
Your work, Yamamoto-san, is indeed outstanding. My husband has a few of your pieces. You see, it's our fourth wedding anniversary, and I'm thinking of a gift.
Sure. What does he like?
Oh, I know his taste well. Okay. Something simple yet stunning, exquisite but not over the top. Oh, by the way, he loves vases.
That's great.
You can trust Hideki to do a good job.
I'm sure. Thank you, Yoshida-san, for connecting us.
My pleasure.
I look forward to your work. I know it will be a stunning piece.
Yes.
I say, Yamamoto-san, I have bought many of your works, and each time you have never failed to surprise me.
Thank you.
So, what would it be this time, my friend? Another plate? A cup? A teapot, perhaps?
I would like something different to add to my collection.
You know what you should do? Maybe you should just build a museum to house all your treasures.
Someday, perhaps. So, Yamamoto-san, as always, surprise me.
Yes, I will do my very best.
Thank you. Hiroto and I have a meeting in an hour's time, so I will take my leave now.
I have to leave as well.
Thank you, Hideki.
No, I should say thank you. Naomi will prepare the papers?
Yes, of course. Let's meet again.
Yes, we should.
Chida-san.
I will contact you next week.
Yes, please.
Papa. Papa, I'm so excited. I think these are going to be your greatest works of art.
Yes.
I can somehow feel it.
Me too.
I can't wait to see how they will turn out to be.
Congratulations, Yamamoto-san. I'm thrilled to hear of the commission.
Thank you.
This calls for a celebration.
Ah.
I will cook for us all a good meal tonight.
That's great. Huh. I remember I have a nice bottle of sake.
Oh.
Yes.
So happy to see Yamamoto-san get commissioned to create his work of art.
I'm happy too. And grateful. If he hadn't taken us in, I don't know where we will be. Come, let's get to the market quickly so we can prepare for tonight's dinner.
What do you have in mind to cook for tonight's dinner? Shabu shabu?
How is it possible that you can read my mind so well?
Because I am your son?
Do you hear that? Yamamoto-san has been commissioned.
Where are we? Whose house is this?
This is Hideki Yamamoto's house and his clay studio.
Hideki Yamamoto? Who is that?
How can you not know who he is? He is THE Hideki Yamamoto, the legendary potter of the whole of Japan.
And he has just been commissioned by three of his customers to create works of art. Soon, we will no longer be just lumps of clay.
Oh, please, do not ever, ever lump me with you. I am not just any clay. I am cheeky or porcelain, if you understand English.
I'm Seki. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Stoneware
is her English name. Quite easy to remember, right?
because her face always looks so stone. By the way, I'm Doki, also known as earthenware.
Mud. Mud seems more like it. Best as terracotta towels to be stepped on. Me, I get to sit on the table of fine posh restaurants.
But you crack easily. You're a sculptor's nightmare.
Gee, thanks. Hmm? We may be clay, but don't play.
Sticky and wet, we can be quite a drag.
Once fired and dry, our potential is sky high.
Doki, Seiki, Ojiki, we await our destinies. I'm just a common earthenware. I'm simple, down to earth, no flair. I'm pliable, reliable. I'll take whatever shape you make.
Now find your solid stoneware. I'm versatile, I've many styles. Believe me, I take the heat, I'm hard to beat. And I'm durable.
She's insufferable.
Step aside for moi, I'm porcelain. Translucent beauty is my name. I'm smooth and delicate yet tough. There's nothing quite like me.
Enough! There are 3 months of potential awaiting our destinies. Hoping we'll be special, that we fulfill our fantasies. We're 3 clowns of wannabes, anticipating our fate.
I'd love to be a plate.
I'd love to be a vase, and I know I'd look great.
Make me a work of art to be treasured.
When's he gonna start to be needed in such pleasure?
I'm going to be the most beautiful.
I could be pretty too, right?
Okay, maybe not.
I'm Hikari. Let Grandpa show you. See, you take the clay and you push it down away from you and you roll it back and do the same. Okay?
Grandpa, why must we knead the clay?
It's not called kneading, but vegging. It is to remove any air bubbles in the clay to make it more flexible to work with.
What if we don't remove the air bubbles?
Well, if air bubbles is left in the clay, it will break the body during firing and it will cause it to explode.
Explode?
Yes.
Like a bomb?
Yes.
What happens after wedging?
Well, after wedging, what you do is you take the clay, okay? And then you put it on the wheel, like this. And then you shape it on the wheel. And after shaping, you fire it in the kiln.
The kiln?
Yes.
Mama said not go near the kiln.
That's because the kiln is very, very hot. And Mama doesn't want you to get hurt.
Hikari?
Oh.
Hikari? Where are you, Hikari? Mama,
oh,
there you are.
Oh, Mama's looking for you. Grandpa told me about air bubbles today.
Oh, what did you learn?
It's not good to have air bubbles in the clay. It will be destroyed during firing.
That's my clever boy. Why don't we let Grandpa work in peace and we go over there, okay?
Okay. See you later, Grandpa. Oh.
Ask Yoshi to check the bowls before delivery.
He's already doing that. We'll see you later, Papa.
See you.
Hikari, next time you have to tell Mama where you are. Otherwise, I'll be looking all over the place for you. I'll be so worried, okay?
Okay. Papa!
Hey!
I learned about air bubbles today.
Air bubbles?
I found him at the studio.
You love to hide in Grandpa's shed, don't you?
I want to be a potter when I grow up.
Really? That will make Mama and Papa very happy.
You'll be a great potter, just like Grandpa. But remember, as a potter, you must work very, very hard. Are you willing to do that?
Mama, how did Grandpa become a potter?
Oh, when Grandpa was 15, he saw a beautiful bowl outside the shop window.
A shop window? Like ours?
Something like that. And Grandpa was so drawn by the beauty and the art of the bowl, he decided to become a ceramic artist.
You know, when we fire clay into the kiln, sometimes we don't know how it will turn out. But when you are in the hands of a master potter, he will make all things beautiful.
Are these hands of a master potter?
Whatever you pursue in life, Hikari, your dreams are our dreams. Your hopes, ours too.
Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Mama.
What do you have in mind for me? Can I give you a few suggestions? Yes, yes, yes. Maybe shape me this way more. Oh, add a little design here. Here.
What are you doing, Jiggy? He can't hear what you say.
I'm trying to see if I can speak into his thoughts.
You know, you should really let him have his way with you. After all, you're in the hands of a good potter.
That's right. Let him craft and shape you. He knows what's best for you.
Most importantly, I must look beautiful. Everything must be perfect.
Get over it, Jiggy. Perfection is so overrated. Only God is perfect. No one else is.
That's right. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Everything has its beauty, although not everyone sees it the same way.
Exactly. That's why I need to be perfect. Or at least good enough.
Am I sensing some insecurities from our porcelain, the great?
Oh, come on, let's face it. We are all insecure, in one way or another.
That's right.
Let the potter validate you. Only he knows your true worth.
I'm not like you, Doki. You seem so confident, unpretentious and free.
Jiggy, you have to believe you're good enough, beautiful enough, strong enough, just because the potter has made you so.
Hey everyone, come look. See what the potter has just created.
Wow. Jiggy, look at you. You're taking shape.
Yes, gosh. I'm so beautiful. I'm indeed beautiful.
See, I told you so.
Perceptive water, lovingly, persuasively, is the way of the gentle potter.
Sing a sacred song, as they knead and mold the clay, the precious firm and not too strong, persuading clay to shape his way. Imagining with the unformed, dreaming dreams with all the born, playing with possibility. Seeing what has yet been seen, bending down to grasp the earth, reaching out to touch the sky, forming us like living birth, making beauty come.
that end begins. For flames leap in their fiery dance, their fates are sealed in the kiln.
The glorious case is set ablaze, as beauty, strength come with a price. But art does not flinch in the face of adversity and sacrifice. Imagining with the unformed, dreaming dreams with all their born, playing with possibility, seeing what has yet been seen, bending down to grasp the earth, reaching out to touch the sky, forming arts like giving birth, making beauty come to life.
Round the wheel we turn, revolving as the seasons change. Desires grow and our hearts yearn, in spite of time, they never wane.
Sometimes the unexpected strikes, blessings turn to tragic loss. How shall we sing when fortune bites? How shall we dance when pain's in force? Imagining with the unborn, dreaming dreams with all their born, playing with possibility, seeing what has yet been seen, bending down to grasp the air, reaching out to touch the sky, forming us like giving birth, making beauty come to life. Seeing what has yet been seen, bending down to grasp the earth, reaching up to touch the sky, folding us like giving birth, making beauty come to life.
So many dishes to wash tonight. I'm tired already.
Stop complaining and get on with the drying.
Oh, I really like the tonkatsu you cooked tonight, Ma. The pork cutlet was really delicious. Why? What's wrong? Why are you looking at me like that?
I just noticed that you have aged.
We have all aged, Ma.
So, when are you going to bring a girl home for Ma to see?
There you go again.
You are carefree. Just like your father.
I like being carefree. No worries, no... nothing.
But you must think for yourself, Nobu. You cannot be like me, a servant all your life. You are still young. You have a future.
Ma, you don't have to worry about me.
Mai is getting old. I hope to see you marry a good girl one day and have children of your own.
Ma, you're starting to get very annoying.
Are you still thinking of Hanako? I'm not sure why you let her go. She was such a nice girl.
Ma, I say it again. Don't worry. I can take care of myself.
I will no longer have to worry once you marry.
Fine, I'll go to the market tomorrow morning to find someone to marry.
Don't try to be funny.
I'm bringing in the boss now.
Nobu, I haven't finished talking. Nobu!
And this is the third piece.
Oh! Papa, these are beautiful.
This is something, really something.
Can you imagine what this will look like after firing? It's going to be spectacular.
I can't wait to see the client's reaction. I think they'll be so amazed.
I'm sure they're going to love it. Papa, I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of myself too.
Papa.
I think these are my best works.
So when will these be ready for delivery?
Well, once fired, I believe we can deliver within a week.
Oh, that's great.
Nakamura-san, I need you to sign these papers.
Ah, good. The clay mixer has arrived. Let's go and take a look.
Wow. Look at that. This is you? Me? And Seiki? Look at how the pot has shaped us. This is me. This is the gorgeous me. Ah! I am so thrilled. I can't wait to see how I'll look like after the firing. Seiki is just as beautiful. Look at her. Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't she stunning? Seiki, where are you? Come take a look at yourself. Seiki? Seiki?
Seiki? Huh? Why are you hiding?
Who says I'm hiding?
Gosh, you are so white. As if you have just seen a ghost.
Seiki, are you fearful?
Fearful? Of what? The firing?
Oh, the kiln, the firing. This is the process I hate the most.
But what is there to be afraid of? Just imagine it like a sauna experience.
That is no sauna. I'll be fired up to a temperature of 1,200 degrees. It's way worse than a barbecue.
1,200 is easy feat. I'm fired up to a temperature of 1,400, okay?
That's because you can take the extreme heat.
Seiki, as much as I understand your fear of entering the kiln, there is one thing you must know. The porter stays up all night, watching over the fire, making sure that we won't crack.
That's true. Many a times he watches without sleep. So what can go wrong?
You know what happens inside the kiln?
I don't want to know.
It is in there that we are transformed from mere clay into ceramics. And it is in the heat that all our moisture and all our impurities are sucked out of us, and we become this strong, durable, crystalline piece of art.
But this entire process, to what end?
To serve a purpose. Whether we become an earthen pot in someone's kitchen, or a plate to serve food for the hungry,
or a work of art to be showcased in a museum, we all have a destiny.
To me, just bringing joy and satisfaction to the potter alone makes me happy.
Aww. Well, we are three lumps of potential, awaiting our destinies, hoping we'll be special, that we'd fulfill our fantasies.
We're three clumps of wannabes, anticipating our fates. Although there are no guarantees, we're looking forward to our future states.
Even though there are no guarantees,
we're looking forward to our future states.
Don't worry, you're gonna be fine.
Aw, thanks.
Thank you.
Nakamura-san, here's your tea.
Thank you, Nobu. Nobu, are you alright?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you for your concern, Nakamura-san.
You can talk to me about anything. You know Naomi and I never treated you and your mother like servants.
Yes, I know. Well, there's been something I've been wanting to ask you, but I'm not quite sure if I should.
Please, ask!
When you first marry Naomi, how do you know she's the one?
Well, it's hard to explain. You just know. Wait, why do you ask?
You remember Hanako? She visited us a few times before.
I remember her. Are you two still seeing each other?
No. We broke up some years ago. I wasn't ready to marry her.
Why weren't you ready?
I was afraid. Afraid that we would end up just like my parents.
What makes you think that you will? I've never seen my parents. I don't know who they are. I was only a baby when I was left at the doorstep of my foster mother.
Oh. I never knew this side of your life.
Despite that, I was never bitter. My parents' brokenness is something that I will never understand. But there's one thing I learned in life, and that is being broken is no reason to see all things as broken.
Being broken is no reason.
No one is 100% sure that a marriage will work. Just like pottery, anything can happen. And it takes a lot of hard work, endurance, and patience. Don't let your parents' brokenness define how you should live your life. If you still love Hanako, find her.
But that was 4 years ago. And we have since lost touch.
Well, if you do see her one day, then what?
I don't know. I guess I should never have let her go in the first place. Such an idiot.
You know, when you finally meet her, things may be different. In life, we must be wise to know the things that can be changed and to accept the ones that cannot be.
Thank you for your advice, Nakamura-san.
Not at all, Nobu. Not at all.
I'll return to my duties now.
I can't wait to see your masterpieces, Hideki. How long did it take you to complete each one of them?
About 6 to 8 weeks for each piece.
I just wonder, do you ever run out of ideas?
Well, I try not to think too much into what I want to create.
Hideki likes to go with the flow, allowing his creativity to lead him.
I'm sure whatever you're going to show me will be breathtaking.
Hideki will surely not disappoint.
Perhaps you should begin. Shall we begin with my piece?
This way?
Oh, that one.
Yes. This is for your father.
Oh, this is interesting. I like it.
You notice it's molded manually instead of shaping it on the wheel?
The glazing is gorgeous. I'm sure my father would love this.
The blue stains make it look very attractive.
Beautiful bowl. Beautiful.
Now I'm eager to see my piece.
For your collection, Watanabe-san, I have created something unique for you.
Wow! Yamamoto-san! You surprised me again!
It's an abstract sculpture this time. Brilliant! Brilliant!
Do you know this is made out of stoneware? I thought you might like something different.
You read my mind really well. Excellent work, Yamamoto-san.
I suppose this one must be mine?
Yes, Kobayashi-san. I've created this specially for your husband.
A vase? My husband loves vases. Oh, this is simple, yet captivating. And the handles are rather unique, I must say.
And this is made out of porcelain and fired at a very high temperature.
Yes, this is something my husband would like. I'm very impressed, Yamamoto-san. When can this be delivered?
Well, in a day or two.
Perfect.
Once again, Yoshida-san, thank you for connecting us.
Small matter, small matter. I am so glad you are all pleased with the work.
Thank you, Yamamoto-san. We look forward to receiving your works.
Yes.
Excellent work, my friend. Excellent work.
Yeah, I'm glad they're happy with what I did.
Oh, I am sure they are very happy.
Oh, Kiyoshi, pack the 3 pieces and get them ready for delivery.
Yes, Papa.
Did you see Ichiro's expression when he laid eyes on your work?
Yes.
I bet he never expected an abstract sculpture for his collection. He was beyond happy.
Well, it gives me great joy to see how my clients respond to my art.
Indeed, indeed.
Uncle Hiroto. Ah. Say hello to Uncle Hiroto.
Hello, Uncle Hiroto.
There's my favorite boy.
You are still very tall.
Oh, do you know why? So that we can both reach for the stars together. So, how was school today? Good?
You went for art class.
Art class? Whoa. So, are you going to paint a portrait of me someday?
I want to be a potter when I grow up.
A potter? Just like your father and your grandfather? Well done. Congratulations, Hideki. You are going to get a generation of potters in your household. So, did you get to see your grandfather's masterpieces yet?
No. Can I see them?
Oh, but they have already been packed and ready for shipping.
But I want to see them.
Hikari, it's already packed. Mama will show you the photos on my phone, okay?
I don't want to see photos on your phone. I want to see them here. I want to see them now.
I have a better idea. Why don't we go have some matcha ice cream?
Okay. Yeah?
Okay, good. Go, your mama will bring you.
Let's have your matcha ice cream.
That boy is so adorable.
Yes.
It has been a long day, my friend. I must take my leave as well.
Yes. Come and visit again sometime.
I will. Ah, the weather has been erratic lately. Please, keep warm. Take care.
Yes, I will. You take care too. Oh, you have them packed already.
Yes, good. All ready for delivery tomorrow, Papa.
Very good.
Hikari! Who's came? Hikari! 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 Don't sleep! Don't sleep, Hikari! 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 Wake up! Wake up, Hikari! Hikari!
Hikari!
Hikari!
Hikari! Mama, I'm sorry. We tried to look at the boxes. Mama shouldn't let you see this. Hikari! Left the sky. I'm left bereft in this barren, loveless wasteland. My dreams, my hopes, my faith have said goodbye. I'm left with an empty shell you call existence. I asked the deep, why did he take the one thing that I lived for? I asked the waves, why did they cover the one who called me mother? But all I heard was a loud resounding silence. Fate, you're a cruel tyrant.
Oh, sun and moon and stars up in the sky. Oh, heavens, you just gained another light. Our hopes, our dreams, our faith have taken flight into another realm where he can't die. He calls unto thee at a rough waterfall. This bitter waves and billows all around me, and in the thunder's outpour, I'm wondering why this senseless death, what is its meaning?
Sun and moon and stars up in the sky. The dam of grief and questioning has broken. And though someday we all say goodbye, the day is always such a tragic moment.
Deep calls unto thee. Let my death call out to you. Save me from this place of grief. I'm drowning. And in the thunder's tempest, I'm calling.
Will this darkness lead to the morning?
Are you all right?
Oh,
What about you, Jiki? Are you hurt?
What in the world just happened?
We have been hit by a terrible storm. Everything is destroyed.
Destroyed?
Oh no. Oh no. 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 No.
Jiki, what are you looking for?
The three masterpieces. Where are they? Here. They're here.
I'm badly broken.
Me too. What about you, Jiki?
No! I'm not supposed to look like this! I'm supposed to be elegant and beautiful! How can this happen? I can't believe this. After the entire process of molding and firing, one storm. And this is our final destiny.
I don't know, Seiki. What I do know is that every storm that comes into our lives is an opportunity for God to show His strength. We must not give up hope.
Hope? What hope? Look at this chaos, Doki. Look at us. Our entire world has fallen apart. What hope do we have? We are no longer whole. What value do we have now? What purpose can we serve?
I wish I had all the answers, but I don't. I can't see what lies ahead. But I'll keep trusting and hoping. I believe we will see a rainbow waiting for us on the other side.
If only I have your kind of faith, Doki. But I don't. I really don't. Well, they say no storm lasts forever, right? That's my only comfort.
Ultimately, God is our master potter. He will carry us through. He will use our brokenness to do something beautiful. We just have to trust Him.
We don't have much of a choice, do we?
Should have taken extra care with my peace. What do you want me to do now? Cancel the birthday party? It is next week!
Ugh! Yes, I heard about the storm. Saw it on the news. Oh, it must be devastating. Oh, no. You don't have to redo another piece. It won't be in time for our anniversary. Yeah, I'll just have to think of another gift. Thanks for letting me know.
Oh no! This is not good. I have invited many friends to come view my collection. Surely I cannot present a broken piece, can I? Had I known this would happen, I would have taken the sculpture home with me that day. This is disappointing. Very disappointing.
what do we do with all these broken pieces? Discard them?
No, don't discard. We need to ask Yamamoto-san what he wants to do with them. He may want to salvage his works.
Salvage? How do you put this back together again? They already lost their value.
This house used to be so lively with Hikari running around. Now that he is gone, all you could hear is just silence.
I miss Hikari. It's crazy to think how someone who used to be a part of your life can be gone in just a second.
You can't predict what life is going to throw at you. It can be sunshine today and dark clouds tomorrow. Go bring the boxes and leave them in the studio. Nobu is so absent-minded, leaving his phone everywhere. Yoshi? Yoshi? Is that you? You mean they have been in contact all this while?
I forgot my phone. Have you seen it? I thought I left it here somewhere.
It's here.
Oh, great. Thank you. I'll be off to run some errands now. We'll be back soon.
Off to see your father?
Sorry, what?
You are not running errands. You're off to see your father, right? Are you in contact with him?
No. No.
Don't lie to me. I picked up his call just now. He may have been yawns ago, but I can still recognize his voice. Tell me the truth. Have you been meeting him?
Yes.
Why? Nobu, why? Your father is a compulsive gambler. He stole my life savings and lost them all in a day. If not for Yamamoto-san giving us a roof over our heads, we wouldn't be begging in the streets.
Ma, he has quit gambling. He now lives simply and works at a ramen stall. Ma has changed, Ma.
Change! Change! A leopard will never change his spots! I want you to stop seeing him!
But, Ma, he's still my father after all. I know he has changed. He's sorry for all the pain that he has caused us. He often asks about you. Pa cares for us, Ma.
I will never forgive him for what he has done.
It has been 30 years. 30 years since you last left him. Shouldn't you close this crack in your life and move on? You can't hold on to your bitterness forever.
I will hold on to this bitterness for as long as I live.
We are the choices we make in life, Ma. The storm has passed. Don't spend your entire life looking back. Perhaps it's time to forgive, let go, and move on. Pa works at Hakata Ramen, over at the other side of the river. You should go visit him one day. Only if you want to.
I can't believe 2 months have passed since the storm.
Yes, time flies. How is Asako? You told me she had a fall.
Yes, she was caught in a storm as well. Slipped and fell while she was out. Broke her ankle and her wrist. Good thing passerbys were there to help her.
She better now?
Still immobile, resting at home.
I get Rico to prepare some soup to help her recover.
Thank you. You know, I miss Hikari very much.
Yes.
He was like a son to me.
I think of him every day.
How are Kiyoshi and Naomi coping?
I think they need some time to grieve. The things that you can't change ends up changing you, isn't it?
Yes.
When you come out from a storm, you won't be the same person as before.
That is so true. I look at my mountain of wealth and it just seems to have lost all meaning for me. All I want to do now is to retire, rest, maybe do some charity work.
See this bow? This is the only one that is not broken. This bow is the reason why I became a potter.
It's a beautiful bow. You say this is the reason? How so?
I was born after World War II, 6 months after our forces surrendered. Growing up, everything was doom and gloom, not much color.
I remember.
When I was 15, I chanced upon this bowl at a shop window. And I have to say, very hard, so that I could buy this.
What made you so attracted to it?
I love the design, the colors. Everything about this bowl is beauty to me.
I'm glad this brought you some color in your world of gray.
I wanted my life to be a palette of colors, not realizing that hues. The grays are one of the hues as well. Storms are the grays in our lives. It is part of the journey, and I must learn to embrace it.
There are some things that can only be learned in a storm. But I guess the bigger the storm, the brighter the rainbow.
That's right.
I woke up and you weren't there. I thought I would find you here.
I couldn't sleep.
Still thinking of Hikari?
I can't help but think that it was my fault. What if I've just shown him the boxes? What if I woke up earlier that night?
It is easy to get sucked into the whys and what ifs. Storms come into our lives uninvited, leaving us scarred and broken. But what if this storm is a disguise of a huge blessing that we know nothing about? Will we then want it?
What blessing is this? We lost our son, our only son.
Do you think I don't feel the pain at all? I feel the pain as much as you do. But scars can only remind us where we've been. They don't have to detect where we are going.
Scar tissues, in fact, are the strongest part of your skin. No matter how many times you break, you must believe that you can be repaired.
Repaired?
Yes.
Papa, I remember seeing you repair a broken vase a few years ago.
Yes. Called kintsugi. The method is called kintsugi. It's an ancient art of repairing broken pottery, filling the cracks with lighted gold.
Can you do the same for these three pieces?
But I gave up practicing kintsugi a while ago.
Papa, please repair them. These are your greatest works of art. And they were the last things that Hikari held on to.
I won't do it.
Why, Papa? Why?
Not everything can be repaired. There are some things that just cannot be fixed. I won't do it.
Papa, I know you're just like me. If you set your heart to it, you'll be able to repair the pieces. Please, Papa. Please.
My decision is final. I won't do it. I'm going back to bed now.
What's wrong with him? Why wouldn't he repair them?
I think I know why.
Why wouldn't the potter want to repair us? I'm not sure if I want to be repaired. What is my value then? Will I still look beautiful?
Well, Doki, can all things be repaired and restored?
Not all things.
Why do you say that?
Think about it. How could the potter restore us if we were smashed and crushed into very fine particles like ash?
That's a frightful thought.
Do you think we could return to our original state?
So we're as good as dead?
Not really. God will never despise anyone who is broken and contrite. It is in that broken, powdery state that we can be made into clay again.
So we need to go back to the wheel a second time? For another round of firing and glazing?
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, wait a minute. That means I get to take on a new identity again and be beautiful again.
That's right. When we place the broken pieces of our lives in his hands, he will restore us to a beauty far more than what we can ever imagine.
So God uses storms to do his finest work. It is there he has our most earnest attention.
The storm that is used to break us is the very storm that God used to renew us.
Absolutely. Look, dawn is fast approaching. Let's see how our future will unfold.
One Okinawa seafood salmon set, table 15.
Yoshi, don't go. I came here looking for you.
Riko, it's been a while. You haven't changed much.
You have lost some weight.
Yes, I think I have.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm working here now, Hakata Ramen.
Yes, Nobu told me.
He said he had spoken with you. I didn't think you would come.
I have been thinking a lot lately. I need to put the past behind me. I've held on to this bitterness I had against you for far too long.
No. I was the one who was in the wrong. I was an irresponsible husband and father. I never should have treated you and Nobu that way. I'm so sorry, I'm very sorry. Please forgive me.
I'm sorry too. I hadn't been supportive of you. I was controlling, and my bitterness pushed you away. I guess we're all broken people.
We all have our cracks.
Look, I need to get back to the house soon. But here, take this. It's not much, but enough to keep you in good shape when the winter comes.
No. You should keep this for yourself.
I have enough, don't worry. I need to go.
You will come by for some ramen sometime?
I will. Take care.
Papa, you're up early today. Are you working on some new project?
Yes. It's a kintsugi project I'm working on.
Kintsugi?
Yes.
Papa, you're repairing the pieces. But why? I thought you said you didn't want to.
I first learned kintsugi from Masuda, my mentor. As a young artist, I was fascinated with the idea of restoring broken pottery. But I gave up all this 5 years ago.
Because of Mama.
I thought I could restore anything. But for her, there's nothing I could do. Her life just slipped away from my hands.
Mama passed away so suddenly. Just like Hikari. Papa, actually you don't have to do this if you don't want to. I don't wish to cause you more pain.
No. But I want to. I'm not just going to restore the three pieces, but all those that were broken in the storm as well.
Papa.
I
And we will showcase all this for all to see.
It is about time you held an exhibition. What are you going to call it?
Kintsugi. We shall just call it Kintsugi.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Hanako Mita, and I'll be your host tonight. Welcome to the opening ceremony of Hideki Yamamoto's latest ceramic exhibition, held here at our city's very own National Museum. As you can see, it's the Christmas season, and our city has been transformed into a fairyland of lights. Without further ado, we'd like to invite our national treasure, a ceramic artist whose work has astounded the world around, to say a few words. Ladies and gentlemen, Hideki Yamamoto! Good evening, Yamamoto-san.
Good evening.
Congratulations on the opening of your latest ceramic exhibition.
Thank you.
Would you like to share with us tonight what are your thoughts about this exhibition, which you've named Kintsugi?
Sure. I'm a man of few words, so I will be brief. About a year ago, the village where I live was hit by a sudden storm. As a result, I lost my grandson. And many of my works, both past and present, were destroyed.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about your grandson. Yes, many prefectures were hit by that storm.
After the storm, I decided one day to restore all the broken pieces using the art of Kintsugi. This exhibition basically features all my restored work.
Ah, I understand there are over 100 pieces on display.
Yes, it's 103 to be exact.
Oh, I see. Well, is there anything else you'd like to say to us before we start enjoying the beauty of your art?
Yes. Brokenness has its own beauty. Do not be ashamed of your scars. It is your testimony to how you survive your battle.
Indeed. Thank you, Yamamoto-san.
Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy the exhibition.
Yes. Thank you.
Congratulations, Hideki. Well done. I'm so impressed. It looks like you've given every single piece here a new lease of life.
Thank you, Hiroto.
Impressive, Yamamoto-san. I never knew that kintsugi art pieces can be so beautiful.
Yes, indeed. No attempt made to cover the cracks. In fact, you filled it with gold, making it even more striking than before.
It is the glory shining through the cracks.
Congratulations, Yamamoto-san.
Thank you.
Yamamoto-san, these three pieces look really familiar. Are these the ones we last commissioned you to do?
Yes, they are.
Oh, they are really beautiful. What is the price of each piece?
I'm sorry, but these are not for sale.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Come on, tell me how much. I can surely afford it.
Thank you for your interest in this exhibition. All the pieces here are for sale, except these.
Ichiro, why don't you commission Yamamoto-san to do another piece for you? Perhaps this time a kintsugi piece?
Good idea.
Enjoy
good
the
idea.
Enjoy the exhibition.
Papa, congratulations. Your exhibition is beautiful.
Congratulations, Papa. I couldn't even recognize some of these pieces. It's like they are born again.
Yes, they all look like your new works. Congratulations, Yamamoto-san.
I'm so happy I stay in your house. Now I can look at them every day. Congratulations, Yamamoto-san.
Papa, I have good news for you.
Oh.
You'll soon be grandpa again.
Oh.
And this time, we are expecting twins.
Twins? Oh, double blessings? Wonderful. Wonderful.
You are so blessed, Hideki.
Yes.
I am getting very jealous of you.
Uncle Hiroto, we would like you to be the godpa of our twin.
Godpa? Me? Yes, of course. Godpa.
Hiroto, you will make a good one. But remember, don't spoil them with too much sweets, okay?
You know me so well.
Yeah.
One more thing, Papa.
Oh.
Naomi and I have discussed. I have decided to adopt the Yamamoto surname as Mukoyoshi.
Yes, Hiyoshi wants our family name to be passed to the next generation.
Oh, good news. That's really good news. Now I can truly call you my son. Well done, well done. Come, Hiroto. Let me show you some of my works.
Please.
This way, please.
Congratulations, Nakamura-san.
It's huh? Yamamoto-san from now on.
Oh, right, right.
Kiyoshi. Just call me Kiyoshi.
Let's enjoy the exhibition.
Nobu? Nobu, is that you?
Yes, it's me. We meet again.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been quite some time since we last saw each other. You did well hosting tonight's opening ceremony.
Thank you. It's my first time, actually.
Really? Well, how have you been?
I'm good. I love my job. You know how I've always wanted to be a TV journalist? So, it's all a dream come true. How about you? Still working with Yamamoto-san?
Yes, I'm still working there. Nothing really much has changed in my life, has it? Well, I'm really happy we could see each other again. I've been thinking about you lately.
Oh?
I was wondering if... if we could get back together again. That's if you're not seeing anyone.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Nobu. But I've moved on.
Oh. You're already married.
No, I'm not. Neither am I in a relationship. It's just, at this moment, I'm contented with everything I have in my life.
I see. Sorry I asked.
No. I'll be off to Africa next month. We're shooting a documentary on human rights. I'll also be helping out orphanage for a while.
Well, you live a very fulfilled life.
You can too. You're so good with your hands. Like your father, you make really good ramen. You should consider setting up a stall.
I'm not quite sure about that.
You can do it. I believe in you. Sorry, the crew is waiting. I have to go.
Okay.
Bye, Nobu.
Bye. Oh, Hanako. Are we still... friends?
Yes, of course. Why wouldn't we be? I'll see you when I return.
Pieces, only you can make me whole. Seal the cracks of heartache with your refining gold.
Take my shattered dreams, Master Potter, gentle savior.
Seal the searing scenes with your golden healing lacquer.
Wielding beauty from air, he took away my shame. With purpose regained, my destiny's reclaimed. Wielding strength from my weakness, he birthed in me new faith. I glory in his meekness. I made perfect in His grace.
You never waste a tear. All our scars are precious.
Every hurt, rejection, fear, You turn to good to bless us.
You took my imperfections, inlaid them with Your love.
Your priceless redemption, completely undeserved. Wielding beauty from air, He took away my shame. With purpose regained, my destiny's reclaimed. Wielding strength. Destiny's reclaimed, wielding strength from my weakness, he birthed in me new faith. I glory in
Dreams, did I ever imagine we would be restored?
Look at us now. We are more beautiful than before. More valuable now that our cracks are filled with gold. What a miracle.
Indeed. The greatest miracle is when God, the Master Potter, looks at us with all our messy brokenness and still says, I love you. I choose you. I'll give you beauty in exchange for your ashes.
Indeed, he's given us joy in return for our sorrow and strength for our fears.
I'm perfect in my imperfections, secure in my insecurities. I'm beautiful simply because I am his.
What a journey it had been for us all.
Toki, where are we headed to next?
Let's go over to the village on the other side. The style of pottery there is quite unlike those we have seen. There is also a 200-year-old kiln we can visit.
200 years old? That's a piece of history I'd like to visit.
I thought you were afraid of kilns.
Not anymore.
Let's go, shall we?
Mm.
All right. I think they deserve another round of applause. Right? I think they did a very good job. It's a very meaningful story. And my name is Joseph. I am the junior pastor of this church. And I just want to welcome any one of you. This is your first time to the Church of the Savior. We want to warmly welcome you again. And for the rest, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Great. I wonder how you feel about the musical. But that storm that we saw, it was so real in my life. You know, storm has the power to destroy our lives. Storm has the power to take away things that are important in our life. Storm has the power to even destroy everything we have built in life. Left behind nothing but shattered hope and broken pieces. But it's another thing that you go through storm, isn't it? It's one thing that can destroy, but it's another thing when you go through storm. You know, going through storm can be very tiring, can be very trying, can be very testing, can be very challenging. And sometimes, it is easier to just give up than press on. Unless you found the meaning and reason to live on. For example, like Kiyoshi and Naomi we saw earlier, the storm came and stole away their precious son. it was devastating to them. But what gave them the strength to live on? They believe God has a greater purpose. And they were blessed with a twins. Nobu, not Nobuk, right? Nobu. Nobu came from a broken family. His parents were separated, divorced, because his father used to be an impulsive gambler. But Nobu was able to reconcile his relationship with his father because he found the reason to forgive. And I'm very certain God will bless him a beautiful wife. And her wife's name will be Chobu. Chobu means beautiful, right? But most importantly, he will make his Laobu happy. Laobu means mother, right? And we also saw how the storm destroyed every work of Hideki, the master potter, and took away his grandson. But it was not strong enough to hold him back. He took all the broken pieces, put them together, sealed the crack with gold and lacquer, and gave each piece a new life and a new meaning. He was able to do it because he believed every scar has a story to tell. Every scar is a reflection of the goodness of God. 20 years ago, I encountered a big storm in my life. This storm almost destroyed, I would say not just almost, it destroyed my dream. It destroyed my goal. It destroyed almost everything that I built in my life. I was an ex-national player. I put a lot of effort, training very hard to become one of the best players in Singapore. I was one of the top four and was potentially the next champion in Singapore. But something happened. During all the training, I fell and I fractured my ankle. And that injury, that fracture was so bad that I was not able to come back to my form again. And that ended my career. That destroyed my goal. That destroyed my dream. I was devastated and very discouraged. And worse, because of pursuing my dreams to be a national champion, I didn't really study very hard. The best result I get for my A levels is triple A's. Absent, absent, and absent. I only have O-level certificate. And, you know, at that point, I was so worried about my future. I do not know what to do for my future. And what can I do for my future? But that's not the worst. Shortly after that, another storm came. My relationship didn't work out. We broke up. And it was really, really painful at that point. I shared my parents, and they were very, very kind, out of goodness. And they said to me, "Jiu de bu qi, xin de bu lai." It doesn't really encourage me, but it's helpful. What it really means that if an old one never go, the new one will never come. I was, at that point, I was in brokenness. I understand the meaning of being broken, a broken heart. And I'm sure some of us this afternoon, or this tonight, I'm sorry, that you have gone through something like that in your life. You have gone through something that breaks your heart. In my brokenness, for me, I found Jesus. And I gave Him all my broken heart, all the broken pieces. I cried to Him, and I prayed to Him. I said, "God, help me. I have nothing left unless you help me." And indeed, God didn't disappoint me. But in the process of surrendering all my brokenness to Him, in the process of surrendering my pain to Him, I didn't know there was another piece, a broken piece, that I kept it in my heart for a long time. And God pointed out that piece, that broken piece, that I also needed to surrender to Him. And what is that broken piece that I hide in my heart for so long? It was my grudges against my dad. I didn't know that I have not forgiven my dad. I didn't know I was angry at him. But God said to me, I have to surrender that peace. Though it was painful, God said, I have to surrender that peace to him so that he can complete the work. To be honest, I think you will understand. You never know how difficult it is to forgive someone until you try to forgive. But as I surrender that broken peace to God, I surrender all my pain to God, I began to see God took all my broken pieces, one by one, put them together, and seal each crack of my life, each crack that's in me, with His love, and put me together. It was a painful process, but it didn't disappoint me. I begin to see a new hope, plan, and future ahead. Not just it found me, helped me to find my life partner, a good companion. Her name is not Chobu, alright? She is Joycelyn, my very beautiful wife, and with two kids. Not just that He gave me a companion that's suitable for me, He did something even more for me. Something that I never thought that could happen. God helped me to restore and reconcile my relationship with my father. I no longer feel angry with my father. And because I've chose to forgive him, God set me free to love him. And today, my dad and I, we have a very good relationship. You know, my friends, when the world look at our brokenness, they threw us aside. Because in their eyes, we no longer become someone important. But when God sees our brokenness, He didn't despise us. He will not despise us. He didn't despise me. He looked at me with love in His eyes. As He looked at me, my brokenness, He didn't despise me. He looked at me with love in His eyes. And His love flowed through His eyes and sealed every crack in my life. Turn my brokenness into something beautiful. And my weakness into strength. So tonight, my friends, if the storm breaks your ability to enjoy anything in life tonight, and you are broken, I want you to know God loves you very much. God loves you very much, and He cares for you, and you can cast all your anxiety unto Him. He will not despise your brokenness. And as you surrender your brokenness to Him, He will know how to fix your problem. And I can assure you, His love will make you beautiful. His love will not just seal up all the cracks, but every crack that's going through in your life, it will become a testimony of God's goodness and God's grace. He will make you something beautiful. And I'm sure this is something that's in our hearts. When we are in a brokenness, this is what we pray for. That God will change us and help us. God has done it for me, and I'm sure tonight He will also do it for you too. I believe everyone here, you have a story to tell, and you have your past, and you have your broken pieces in your life. But today, if you desire to give God, the Master Potter, your broken heart, you want Him to do what He has done for me. Today, in a minute time, in a minute's while, I'm going to give you an opportunity to respond. If this is your first time, you're going to surrender that brokenness to God. In a short while, I want to give you an opportunity to respond. And first, what I will do is that first, I will ask you to close your eyes. And then I will count in a count of three. And then in a count of three, I will want you to put up your hand to indicate that tonight you want to surrender your brokenness to God. So I pray that you're ready right now. And I want to ask all of us to close your eyes. No one is looking around except the counselor. Let us close our eyes right now. If this is your first time, you desire to surrender all your brokenness to God. This is your first time you want to give God your broken heart. In a count of three, I want you to put up your hand wherever you are seated. Are you ready? One. Two. God is here and God responds to you. Three. Is there anyone tonight? Yes, I see your hands. I see your hand. Is there anyone else tonight? I see your hand over there. I see your hand over there. Is there anyone else tonight you want to surrender your brokenness to God? Is there anyone else? Yes, I see your hands. I see your hands. Those who have put up your hands, may I ask you to just hold it there for a little while so that I know who am I praying for? Before I begin my prayer, I want to give you a last call. Maybe you are thinking, should I do it tonight? I want to encourage you. This is your opportunity. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. So for those that put up your hands, I'm going to pray for you right now. For the rest of us, please pray along with me for those who put up their hands that they want to give their broken heart to Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, those who put up their hands. I thank you for their hands, and I thank you, Lord, tonight you have helped them to move a step closer to you. Father, I pray for them as they surrender their broken hearts to you. May your love seal every crack, every brokenness. May your love turn them into something beautiful. And I pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit will fill their hearts tonight. That I ask, O God, that as they receive you as their Lord and Savior, tonight they will go home with the joy of the Lord in their hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Praise God. We're going to sing a song right now. And may I invite us to stand. We're going to sing a song. And as we sing the songs, those who have put up your hands earlier, alright, those who put up your hands earlier, I need you to do another thing for me. It may take a bit of courage of you, but I think it's important. So those who have put up your hands earlier, may I invite you that you come forward to the stage with me as we sing the song. Is that okay? Alright?
All these pieces broken and scattered. Together, mended and whole, and
If you put up your hands, come to the front. Don't be shy. We want to bless you. We want to encourage you. Maybe let's put our hands together and encourage those who put our hands to come to the front. All right?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
All right.
Was lost,
I saw a few more hands earlier. Yes. Alright, they are here right now.
We
want to thank God for our sisters here who give their life to Jesus Christ. Shall we put our hands just to thank you, Lord? I want you to know that this tonight, as you step forward, it's a very significant moment of your life. And I'm going to pray a blessing for you after the song. And then my counselor will bring you out and they will give you instructions, alright? And pray along with you, okay?
Now sweep the sand, the sand. Was lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I
ask you, my brothers and sisters, let's stretch out our hands to bless our brothers and sisters right here in front of us. Father, I commit, Lord, your daughter and your sons into your hand. Father, I ask, O Lord, you bless them as they open their hearts to receive you. I ask that, Lord, tonight their eyes will be open to experience your grace, to experience your love, and to experience the intimacy with you. So we thank you, Father, and we commit all of them into your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, come. Yeah. All right, before you go, all right, I know it's a bit late, okay? But I think it's the right thing to do before we end. We want to welcome back the cast, alright, all the actors and actresses. So shall we put our hands together and to thank them, alright, for all the hard work and the very well done performance.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
And a very good night to everyone. Before you go, turn to your neighbor and say, Blessed Christmas to you. Well done.
Blessed. For more information, check us out at www.cruise.org.sg. God bless.